Rosa Wilson is a pastor at the Greater Faith Institutional Church on San Antonio's east side. And she says lack of internet access in her community makes it difficult to apply for jobs.
And then when they go to apply for the job, they say, well, you have to go online. Well, online is not an option for a lot of these people because they don't have the finances, they don't have it in their home, and most of all, they don't have the knowledge.
City and community leaders gathered at the Central Public Library Wednesday to discuss these challenges and how to address them. San Antonio ranks in the bottom third of cities with over 100,000 people for internet access. That's according to the Dallas Federal Reserve Bank. It is also one of the most economically segregated cities in the country. These two facts overlap and create large pockets of poverty across the city's east, west, and south sides. Fed advisor Jordana Barton says lacking internet access traps people in poverty.
Because the internet economy, I would argue, is the economy. And if you don't have access to the economy, you cannot build your business. Likewise, workforce development, access to health care, all of these areas.
As government, banks, schools, and employers conduct more business online, Barton says the risks of doing nothing are too great.
So if we don't do anything, it'll be devastating for the communities that are already left out, right?
Community leaders say they'll continue to look for solutions. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.